Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
sitting on the toilet.
Oh, you went with that one.
I hate myself for that.
I have.
Listen to the podcast whilst on the toilet. I feel like it's a good time to listen to podcasts.
It is. Sometimes we say things that aren't overly convenient listening to the podcast, but on the toilet's a great one.
Now, it's a bathroom. So in my bathroom, the toilet's in there. I don't have a separate toilet from the shower and sink. It's all in the one. So what I do is I have it on, you know, I'll do a bit of shaving, podcast playing in the background, sit down the toilet, podcast still playing, jump in the shower, podcast still playing.
Shit, shower, shave, mate. Perfect.
I go shave, shit, shower.
Really?
No, as long as you're showering last, I think that's fine.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I'll be honest, I don't want to do the poo and then stand there as I shave. So I've got pooey bottom.
Well, you not wipe your bottom.
Yeah, but, no, I do, but there's nothing better than a shower clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, it's true.
Your bum's never cleaner than after. As long as you're washing it. Don't just stand there and hope the water's doing it. You've got to get in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Full on. Is it called...
What's it called, Nathan?
Isn't it called douching?
Well, that's when you go inside.
Yeah, isn't that what he's talking about? You got to really douche it.
I have to beat this out.
I thought that was the medical term. Isn't that a normal term, douching?
Well, yes.
Yeah, it is.
Nath is actually correct.
Yes.
You're just thinking...
Don't give it to him because now he... Look at him.
Doesn't mean you can say it.
Yeah.
Why? It's a medical term.
Yeah, so it's...
Whoa.
Yeah, actually, that's fine. Fine.
Real is more fine than douchey.
Or what's very intense.
Yeah, but you could have an ear douche.
So you can douche anything.
You can douche anything that's a hole.
You can. Now you're as bad as him.
There's heaps of, like, medically accurate words that I just wouldn't bring to radio.
Yeah. Mm. Well, this isn't radio, lucky.
That's a podcast. And you can say anything you want.
I still might do some beeping here.
Yeah.
Why? I'll be honest.
Oh, just for fun. And then people are like, what are they saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't beep out douche, though. Beep out anything around it.
I'm actually fine with douche.
You're fine with douche?
Yeah.
You too.
Actually, no, because in like French and stuff, like...
In French?
Yeah.
Mm. The French, the language.
Like shower douche is often like shower gel, like...
Oh, le shower douche.
You mean the language or the place?
The language.
Oh.
I wasn't confusing France and French.
This morning on the show, you're like, Jimmy, I've never heard of those places. I said France.
I thought you were saying you've been to there's a place in France called douche.
Yeah,
no,
so
I'm pretty sure shower is douche.
Have you been to douche?
I'm made douche.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and
Nathan. Oh, Tuesday, guys. Get on board the Hobart Radio train with Jimmy and Nathan. Well, you know the tickets are free, guys.
Certainly are.
Everybody is welcome on board.
Except you, get out.
You know who you are.
I thought you were saying that to Nate.
No.
Is that why you laugh?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, why is that funny?
Sorry.
You laugh way hard.
It's not funny at all.
You like it when we're just getting into each other, do you?
Mine was just a bit. I was looking down the ground, being like, you know, when I'm people on the train, get off the train.
Yeah, because everyone goes, oh, who's he talking to? You know what I mean? You're talking to that person.
You really giggled at that, too.
I'm so sorry.
Do you want me to get off this train?
No, I don't want you. You're the captain.
I will turn this train around.
You're the captain.
I will stop this train and turn it around. Is that what you want?
No.
Sit down, put your seatbelt on.
Jeez. Sorry.
Do trains have seatbelts?
No. Some of them do, maybe long haul ones.
This is going to sound a bit wanky.
The Eurostar.
What?
The train that goes from London to Paris has seatbelts.
Yeah, it does have seatbelts because it goes so quick.
Mm. I'm thinking I never want to go to Europe.
Oh.
Why, because it's overrated, you reckon?
No, or people talking it up? Riding off the entire continent.
Oh, right off this. Because I lived in America. That's my thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is your thing.
I like not being part of it. You know, and you guys go, the bullet train?
Eurostar.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. And then I go, I don't know what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
Keeps you relatable.
Yeah, because people are like, I'm with Jimmy, I've never been.
Even London? You don't get London?
Oh, I want to. Personally, I'd love to go. I'd love to see my Chelsea football team play at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, cool, you're a big EPL guy.
I'd love to travel France. My mum has. But I just figure for the show. it's just better if I go, what's that?
Content purposes.
Yeah, you go, chuck a coin into the Trevi fountain. I go... Is that?
Sounds like you know enough already.
Well, you guys bang on it.
You've named a lot of stuff I've never heard of, just so you know. I mean, I've heard of the Trevi Fountain, obviously.
I mentioned Trevi Fountain.
Yep.
I mentioned France.
Yep.
And Stamford Bridge in London.
Never heard of Stamford Bridge.
But you said a lot of things.
Yep.
Grace notoriously. That, so you're doing that for the show, yeah. aren't you?
I've never heard of France.
Grace never heard of France. What the hell?
Is that where Ratatouille is set?
Is that a real place? I thought it was like...
like Narnia?
No, it's the Princess Diaries movie.
Yeah, Genovia.
Genovia. It was a made-up fictional place.
Just for Ratatouille.
Classic France.
You mentioned a lot of places I haven't heard of. London, France. The Trevi Fountain. I didn't know where the Trevi Fountain is.
Where, you don't know where it is?
Yeah.
It's in Rome.
There you go. Mm. Did not know.
It's where they have Lizzie McGuire, the movie.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Fictional movie in a real place, guys. Mm. Anyway.
As opposed to a...
real movie in a fictional place.
Yeah.
Get out of here!
Get out! I now know who he was talking to. You, producer.
Yeah, that's fair.
You got Jimmy Nath here, 100.9, and Jim, the world has gone absolutely bananas because apparently you can now buy smartwatches for plants. Smartwatches for plants to apparently help identify when they need water. The device, it's more like a patch, like a watch patch, because I guess plants don't really have wrists, so they can't really wear a watch.
What? That's an observation.
Well, true, but like watches don't also really need to tell the time.
That's true. And in this case, this one doesn't.
So. That's an observation.
Well, it's not really a watch then, is it?
Well, they're calling it a watch, but it's more of a... But I looked at the picture and it's more of a patch.
Like a smoker's...
Kind of like that.
Nicorette. You can beat the cigarette.
Remember we talked about it? The UV light patches where when you need to reapply sunscreen, it turns purple.
It kind of looks like that, but it's got a water sensor which detects when plants need water, or need to drink, essentially. Experts said it allows remote management of drought stress in gardens and crops. The system wirelessly transmits data to a smartphone app which pings the owner. So you can put one of these little things on your plants and then it's like, oh, ding, oh, my daffodils need some water.
I'll be honest. I love this.
Yeah, I thought it'd be up your alley.
I don't.
Why not?
This technology's going too far, mate.
Oh, I think it's taking... I get why you love it.
Is my plant going to live or is it going to die? Mm. Who knows? I do have an indoor plant, though, and it's just thriving. I've done so well with it.
What is it?
It's a plant.
We don't know more than that, mate. It's a plant.
I went to Bunnings. I went to the indoor plant section. I went, that looks pretty. And now it's at mine, and it's quite large. If you came over.
Ah, well.
I've still got that lemon tree in front of my garden.
That's nice.
It's still going. It's got lemons again, guys. Doesn't have one of these watches on it, though. I worry that the plants would, you know, kind of let the power get to their head and start pinging their owner too much.
Like a little Shop of Horrors situation.
Yeah. Sorry to be the one to do this, but I don't think a plant is a sentient being.
You don't reckon?
Usually not.
Well, I've got watches now. Got watches now, mate.
That doesn't mean...
Trees are loving it. They can close all their rings.
Okay. That's very funny.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
Trees have rings. If you listen to the show and you have an Apple Watch,
we've all got Apple Watches
that.
At the moment. Yeah, yeah.
There's a real niche audience out there. You've got to be a tree Venn diagram of tree fans and Apple Watch fans. Okay, I love it. I think it's possibly some of the best gear we've had in the show in weeks.
Mm.
Was this whole story just a chance for you to get that joke away?
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age.
I forgot we did the clap then. Yeah, sometimes we've done that for so many years.
I know.
And sometimes we forget. And that was me. Sorry, guys.
That's fine. I just sort of went.
Yeah, you kind of.
I've got a great clap. Ready?
You do have a strong clap.
People complain about my whistle and my clap.
Mm. Who complains about your clap? Couple of tablets.
Grace, I...
Age game. What's the age game,
Nate? What?
Nice. You're keeping score. And
everybody has an age. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess exactly how old certain listeners are. If you want to play 13, 10, 60, both Jimmy and I lock in an age, best bit about for you, Hobart. If we get it wrong, you win. If you want to play 13, 10, 60, give us a call right now. Producer Grace, the official scorekeeper.
Yeah, last week was almost the last ever age game. We said if Jimmy got it right, bang on the age, and Nate was 10 years off, we would never do it again. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending on who you ask, Jimmy was just 1 year off and Nath was 7 years off.
It was close.
It was.
I was quite surprised at how that went. I was a bit nervous
because I couldn't do the maths quick enough. I'm like, oh,
we'd
no.
We'd have to do some extra content
just quickly, so many people calling to play the age game.
Yeah.
No one called for $1,000 Alpha Bucks at work.
You don't win anything.
We've got a full board for age game.
That's the thing.
Now.
Everybody has an age, though.
Yeah, get the phones. We all know how it works.
All right.
We all know how it works.
We'll do the scores next.
All right. Jump on the phone. 13, 10, 60. If you want to play the age game, we're doing it next. Both Jim and I are locking an age. We get it wrong, you win. Easy as that. Maybe because it's so easy. Everyone knows how to play. Yeah, that's right, Jim. Everybody has an age. This is where we try and guess how old listeners are. We get it wrong, they win. Producer Grace is the scorekeeper.
Yeah, Producer Grace had to jump outside. So many people
calling. Lots of people calling, yeah.
People loving it. Not for Alpha Bucks Blitz, but for the age game.
I mean, it's just having a chat there, Grace, you answer your phones. People just being like, no, don't want your Blitz. Don't want your money. But I want to play the age game.
Yeah. I want them to guess how old I am. Yeah. I reckon I got them.
I don't want any money. Just want the pride in knowing I beat them. Those idiots.
People love it.
Would you like to know the overall scores before you play?
Let's do it.
So, hey? Nate, Jimmy. I don't know.
Okay, Jimmy Glasses. He's that one over there.
I know.
And
Nathan over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I spent like 10 minutes explaining that to someone on the phone the other day. Jimmy is on 107. Nathan is on 106. It's only one year between the two of you.
Wow.
Could go either way.
So close. Just like Grace.
Yes.
100%. Hamish from Launceston is playing this morning. Hi, Haim. How are you?
G'day. Good, thanks.
You having a good morning, Hamish?
Yeah. Just about to go into work, so, yep.
Are you in Launceston?
No. I'm working in Hobart this week.
Okay. What do you do for work, Hamish?
I do driving tests and driving lessons and stuff.
Oh, okay. So you're an examiner and also you're a teacher.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. You failed many people in the last couple of weeks, Hamish?
Everyone passed yesterday, so, you know.
Wow. Have you called the show before, Hamish?
No.
No, I haven't.
Never have.
First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, wow. You listen to us up in Lonnie too, Haim?
I listen to you when I'm in Hobart, but I don't really, Chilli FM is...
Come on, mate. Left Chilli FM. The heart and soul of that station's gone. He's here now. He's on hit.
Is he?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. In the afternoons, mate.
But surely you don't listen to that on purpose, do you, Hamish? Or...
Did you lose a bet, Hamish? You can get us on the list, right?
That's all Hamish is like, yes, I'll come to Hobart. I'll work in Hobart.
This driver's test down. Send me over.
Hamish, you married?
No.
Got any kids?
No.
Okay.
Do you want some?
Oh, yeah.
Is that an offer, Big Jim?
Not right now.
Hamish, what do you like to do on weekends?
A bit of cycling and, just hanging out with my girlfriend and stuff.
Cycling? Do you wear the Lycra?
No.
Good boy, because I was about to hang up.
Yeah. Would you consider yourself a fit bloke, Hamish?
Not really.
Not really.
You give it a go, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, give it a go. That's the main thing.
I'm good, Nath.
Yeah, stay there, Haim. Try and figure out your age.
Now, if you've got Hamish from Launceston online, he's having a good morning. He's on his way to work. He does driving tests and driving instructing.
Mm.
So he teaches and tests.
He does both. The double T's.
It's first time calling the show. If he's in Hobart, he's listening to Hit 100.9. If he's in Lonnie, he's lost a bet and his radio station's stuck. I don't know. Somehow
you can't do that on purpose, sure.
No one turns on and goes, jeez, I can't wait to turn on some chili.
Oh, spicy.
8 minutes.
Here's another spicy hit.
8 minutes of Harvey Norman. Tell me more about this couch. He's not married, he has no kids, but he wants some, not right now. He spends his weekends cycling, hanging out with his girlfriend. He's not fit, but he is giving it a go.
And that's the main thing, isn't it, in life? Just have a go at it. Sorry, Grace is shaking her head. Are you having a go at Hamish, are you?
No, I'm having a go at fitness.
Oh, Jimmy said giving it a go and you went, nah.
Do you like fitness?
No.
How about fitness?
I don't know where that was going.
That was going to stop me, mate. Oh, I've got an age for
What have you got?
I've got 24.
Oh, I've gone 25. Similar age. Okay, Jimmy has gone 24. Nath has gone 25. Hamish, we bring you back. We got you there, bud.
Yep.
Okay, either of those ages correct?
Nah, sorry, guys.
Oh.
How old are you, Hamish?
30.
30?
Wow. You sound so youthful, Hamish.
You are a youthful bloke, aren't you, Haim?
Yeah.
Sounds so full of life. Yeah. It's weird considering you listen to Chili.
Yeah, I just thought that medium age was 90.
No, you've perked me up again, guys. So.
Oh, good. See? Stop it. As soon as you cross the Hobart barrier, you get perked up. Alphabet for My State
Bank. The human way to bank. It's that's right, guys. The game is easy as ABC. The way it works, we give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. You take home the foul. And even if you didn't get through today, we are blitzing today, guys. We are playing Alpha Bucks on the road straight after the show. We will keep going once again like we did last Tuesday until somebody wins it. If you would like us to come to your workplace, 131060.
And you can keep up to date with where we're at and what we're doing on the socials at Jimmy and Nath. You can play along, yeah. Post the videos. And if you haven't already, give us a follow.
Yeah.
I mean, you can follow along without following us.
Yeah, but it's a lot harder, isn't it?
You know, you type it in every
time.
Yeah,
100%. So.
But also, there'll be a video going up later. Nath's dad, oh. Big Mickey, I don't want to give too much away, but he has...
He's done something. Again.
Yeah. Big Mickey strikes again. He's given Grace something.
Yeah, this is huge. We'll tell you what it is on the national show probably this weekend,
oh,
I'd say.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You have to listen on the weekend.
So you've got
to
listen
out.
On the weekend.
Oh, what if they just watch the video I've edited?
Well, yeah. Well, don't follow us.
Yeah. So follow us for Alpha Bucks.
Yeah.
Ignore the video that goes up about Mick and Grace and listen to us on the weekend. I think we've...
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Yeah. Producer Grace, you've ticked everything.
Are we happy with that?
Yeah, or we could just not post the video today, post it later.
Oh, that's true, because a lot of stuff is going up today.
Well, I've been editing.
Yeah, but now you've got it.
Now it's done.
You just
want to. Then when we post it.
You know what you're being? You know when you get a toy on Christmas and you just want to play with it straight away?
I do.
Yeah, there's so many other things to do.
I've done such a good job. I did fast forward sound effects.
Yeah.
I blurred out your dad's address and phone number.
Yeah.
I thought about leaving it.
And then.
People just miss you. Mick, can I have a mug?
No, because that's the thing. And then he goes, oh, mate, yeah, make sure you blur that out, otherwise people come straight to the bloody source. Find out this weekend.
Fine. I won't upload it yet.
What my dad has done for Producer Grace. Aaron from Latana is waiting very patiently to hopefully win some cash. Hello, Aaron.
How's it going, boys?
We're going all right. You having a good morning, Ezra?
Well, my sister just woke me up, threw me the phone because you chickened out, so here we go.
Oh, chickened
what's,
out.
What's your sister's name, Aaron?
Siobhan.
You big chicken.
Well, I mean, is Siobhan expecting some of the money if you win, Aaron?
Yeah, she said we're going halves, apparently.
No. Absolutely not.
As Jimmy from the Jimmy and Nath Show, I declare Aaron the winner, and if she gets it, she gets all of it.
It's all yours, Aaron.
Yep, see, it's recorded, Siobhan.
All right, Aaron, this morning your letter is O, as in O for opal, okay?
All right.
Your 30 seconds starts in the first topic I give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic. If there is time at the end of the 30 seconds, Aaron from Lutana, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Aaron, your first question, beginning with O. Name a shellfish.
Pass.
A shape.
Octagon.
A fruit.
Orange.
A Hobart bar.
Obar.
A Sesame Street character.
Oscar the Grouch.
An animal.
Octopus.
A three-letter word.
Or.
A type of tree.
Orange tree.
A breakfast meal.
Oats.
A celebrity.
Oh, shit. Mark.
Oh, shit.
Can we Google, oh, shit?
Oh, apologies to the kids in the cars. Shit.
Hey, Aaron, you did really, really well. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
You got 8 out of 10.
Damn it.
Any ideas for a celebrity now? You've had a bit of time or?
God, is any celebrity starting with O?
She's a talk show host.
Well, yeah, look, you're getting $50 all thanks to My State Bank, the human way to bank. And don't give any of that to your sister, okay, Erin?
I promise, I will not.
Yeah, you absolutely deserve it. Tuesday morning, 17 minutes past 8, Jim.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Doing this.
Bom, bom, bom. Yeah, I don't have that. Just stand by. Don't even have it open.
Because you're editing, videos.
Yeah, I'm editing videos. Sorry, guys. Nate's dad got something delivered in off air. Mm. We can't do it on air yet. It's more of a weekend thing.
Mm. It's taken our attention from the
Jimmy
show at
hand. Socials. Grace is now handing me a smoothie. The distractions.
Yes.
He's already distracted. Don't hand him food.
What am I doing? Toilets.
I don't know, but you're running out of time very quickly.
131060. Stop handing me things.
Okay, I'm going to have to go to a song in a minute.
131060. Do you always flush? Yes or no?
You always flush.
Producer Grace Nath, this is after a UK influencer was left squirming in embarrassment after a boyfriend revealed her secret toilet habit. You're not going to like this bit. You're not going to like this bit. They did an Ask Molly May and Tommy Anything on Instagram.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Stealing our brand.
Oh. They're not a radio show. They're just people.
Nah, they're influencers,
mate.
That's
fine then.
Yeah. Influencers.
And Tommy told someone asked, like, what's the most annoying habit that your partner does? And Tommy said to Instagram that she doesn't always flush. She's a big believer in yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. What do you guys think? She said it's better for the environment because you're not wasting water.
Yeah, I get that. I do tend to flush every time because I don't like lifting the lid and there being evidence of a prior visit.
Inspector X is here, detective. There's evidence of a prior visit.
But in saying
someone's been here earlier.
The only time that, you know.
That looks like Grace Wee.
I won't
She
flush.
Needs some water.
No, I'm actually very hydrated. If I'm going and then Diana will be like, oh, I need to go after you. So then you don't flush because you're going immediately after each other.
It's a time of day thing for me. If it's the middle of the night, I won't flush just because it's loud and inconvenient for everybody else. That's one or two. No, I'm joking.
I'll always flush a number two.
Always flush a two.
That's just common respect.
Yeah. I don't know. I always flush a number one. I don't know. Maybe I am bad for the environment. I've grown up that way.
Most of the time I'll flush a number one. Absolutely. Unless it's the middle of the night and I don't want to wake people up.
But yeah. I've never woken to a toilet flush. I'm always in other people's houses being like, oh, what if they're like a no flush during the night thing? And then I think about it. I'm like, I've never.
Sorry, that's what you think about when you're staying at somebody else's house?
I mean, it's been a long time since I've stayed at someone else's house.
Sleepovers. Sleepovers are great, guys. Hope they're not a non-flusher.
She gets there for the sleepover. Excuse me, I just wondering what your flush policy at night time.
No, but seriously, I've been at people's houses at 2 a.m. being like so much anxiety because I don't know whether they're going to be like, how dare you flush in the middle of the night? Or wake up and be like, there's wee in the toilet.
Oh, you can't win.
You can't win.
It's a lose-lose, isn't it?
Don't we then?
Yeah, I just hold on. Go outside.
Yeah, well, you are a bushwhack.
You do. You are partial to a bushwhack.
Oh, yeah.
You love a bushwhack. I'm a time of day person, okay. But normally I always flush.
All right. Well, yeah, I always flush. 131060 Hobart, what do you think? Do you always flush or do you, like Producer Grace, you just let it go if someone else is coming in after you?
If it's brown.
Dad, are you going?
If it's brown, let it hang around.
No!
Alan Christensen, friend of the show, AFL great, Tassie legend. He's joining us just after 8:30, Jim.
People think great. Legends of the AFL, they think I'm...
Oh, mate, they think him. He's a good golfer too. God, he's on at the moment, isn't he?
You know, I was walking out of the Jack Jumpers with my girlfriend walking to her car, because you went with yours, I went with mine.
Yeah. It's often we swap, but not this night.
Not this night. We were with our own. Someone's like, oi, Jimmy. I turn around, I'm like, goose-related, Jack Jump-related, one of that. He goes, play golf with Alan lately? I was like...
Oh, that's a weird comment. It's like a personal comment.
And we're like
comment.
50 metres away, and I just yell back, yes, thumb up, and he goes, how did you go? What was your score? And I'm like,
run me through every hole.
I mean, it was good. He's like, how many points? Anyway, they just asked 13, 10.
What did you have on 7?
Yeah, my girlfriend's like, you don't need to chat to every single person. You can just wave. 13, 10, 60, we've just asked, do you always flush? This is after a UK influencer was left squirming in embarrassment after a boyfriend revealed she doesn't always flush the toilet. She works under the rule of if it's yellow, let it mellow, and if it's brown, flush it down.
So embarrassment.
And she's saying better for the environment.
Yeah.
She's not wasting water. I get that, but I don't know. I always flush number ones. I just feel like
I normally flush both. It's only if it's going to wake people up that I want to not flush a number one. Producer Grace is the opposite to us. She's if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, let it stick around.
No.
That's not what I said. I said I always flush unless someone has to go that I'm comfortable with immediately after me, and then we'll just flush as one.
That's not what you're saying.
We flush what you both put your fingers on the button at the same time.
We flush as one. We flush as one and we don't flush at all.
Hands in household.
Three, two, one, flush.
Little Lenny from Old Beach. Hello, Lenny. How are you?
Good.
How old are you, Len?
Seven
years old. Okay. And Lenny, what's the rule in your household? Do you always flush?
No.
No. Okay. What are you flushing, Lenny?
You
don't know.
No, I don't know.
You don't know. But you flush sometimes.
Yes, sometimes.
Right. Not all the time.
No. Lenny, do you get in trouble if you don't flush?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do Mum and Dad flush?
Yeah.
They do.
Always?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to always flush, Lenny?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Sometimes you forget.
What?
I don't know, Lenny. I don't know what he says, mate.
Yeah, who knows?
Just ignore him, Lenny. Trev. Big Trev from Old Beach. G'day, Trev.
Oi, oi, boys. How are we?
Oi, oi, Trev. Thank you for using the official greeting of the show, mate. Flushing, disgust. You always do it.
Definitely always. And I try and get my kids to do it as well because I hate going to the toilet. You see, we in there already because who knows, I might be about to drop a massive poo and I hate when the water flashes. Like splashes up, hits you on the bum. I don't want someone else's wee on my bum.
You are right.
You are spot on.
I tell
on.
You, I hate going to a public toilet and you get the splash and you think, where's this water been?
I'll tell you what, Trev.
It's health and safety.
It is. Really.
It is.
You don't want wee bum?
Why not? No one wants wee bum. Trev, the way you put that was so beautiful. Lenny was about to say the exact same thing before. Hey, Grace.
Really love it if you didn't do that. Huge news this morning. I know you boys were talking about it before, but the first trailer for the much-anticipated Avatar sequel, titled Avatar: The Way of Water, has just dropped online after more than a decade since the first film.
Wow.
Yeah, we were just chatting a bit earlier because we saw it
in the movies.
Yeah. So we were sitting in the movie cinema for Doctor Strange, and then, the Avatar thing just pops up, and we were like,
we saw a little blue man and we were like, oh my God.
And then we were very confused because I hadn't seen or heard anything about it.
No. Mm.
And then I did a Google before on the show. 2009, the first one came out.
It's huge.
So that's what, 13 years?
13, wow. Yeah, 13 years. Wow. I loved it when it came out. I saw it in 3D.
Wasn't it like the first big 3D cinema movie? Or did I make that up?
No, there were 3D movies before it because I remember seeing Sharkboy and Lava Girl in 3D.
Oh, yeah,
but
I remember
this one
that.
Was like the first big CGI.
And it was the number one in the box office for so long, wasn't it?
I think it became the number one grossing movie of all time again recently, didn't it?
So they got overtaken by the
Endgame?
Yeah, the Marvel. Yeah.
Avatar. No, not Avatar. That's what I'm talking about. Marvel.
Marvel movie. And then James Cameron did the sneaky and re-released it in China. And
clever.
They go to the movies.
They watch their stuff.
Came back out. One of the things I find wild about this, though, is the... Because we saw the premiere. The main character is the Australian Sam Worthington.
Yes.
Yeah.
But... So that was... Apparently it takes that long to do the CGI. That's why it's been so long between films.
Really?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they've already filmed the third film and the fourth film. So... Yeah.
It's just all the effects take so
long. Yeah, so they filmed three in a row. And then to do all the effects, it's taken. So I think the first one comes out this year. Another 2 years for the third one. Another 2 years. So it'll be...
Got all the way up to like they've got pre-production for like five more films or something, which is just insane.
But Sam Worthington, so maybe he was big. I don't remember if he was back big in 2009. He can't get a gig in the acting world.
That's what I was about to say. What else has he been in?
So he's just got a gig on an FX TV show. It's just got greenlit, and like he. But because he was in the original, they had to keep him going. So just wild to me that their major star Sam Worthington is like. What have you seen him in recently?
I just... Nothing. Honestly, nothing. Nothing. I haven't watched the first Avatar in, 10, 12 years, I don't reckon.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I boycotted it.
Oh.
Because I wear glasses, and you had to have glasses to go see it at the cinemas.
Glasses on glasses.
Glasses on glasses. My nose isn't big enough.
Mm.
No, I'm joking. You have a nice nose. It's fine.
Nah, you don't get my story anymore. Come after my nose. I have a normal size
nose.
Listen to you, Schnozilla. We're about to play the trailer. Here's the trailer. I know one thing. Wherever we go,
I'll be honest, that's one of my pet peeves in movie trailers where they spread one sentence out over like 20 seconds. Makes it real bad for radio.
There's a lot of instrumental in it.
I saw the preview.
Yeah.
Nah. Does anyone want this? Is anyone like
Jerusalem? I was bored.
Yeah.
I get when it came out, everyone's like, oh my God, CGI. But now, like, everything's CGI.
Yeah. You know? Like, every movie has CGI.
All the CGI is awesome.
Like, I don't know. I don't feel like anyone's like, Jesus. Is there a big Avatar fan group? I don't know.
There might be. I don't know. I'm not part of it, but...
I'm certainly not part of it.
So I know, like, Star Wars, I get that. Like, they keep making them because there's a big Star... You know what I mean? Like, is there a huge... people paint themselves blue?
Well, you're a Pinocchio fan, aren't you?
Oh, Jimmy's lying again.
Come here and sit on my...
Grace, God!
No, please get the round of applause ready for what you described earlier on the show, a legend of the AFL.
Just a legend of the AFL, and I said a Tasmanian icon too.
You did say that as well.
I would also like to add that he's very fab too.
Oh, you don't get any more fab than this bloke.
He's so fab, he walks around and people go, God, he's fab.
Well, he plays for Lauderdale, and the other day, you wouldn't believe it, Lauderdale knocked off Launceston. They're sitting on top of the ladder in the TSL, and Alan texts, he goes, boys, we knocked off Launceston. It was fab. Please welcome to the show, Alan Christensen.
That's exactly what I said, fellas. I said, geez, boys, this is fab.
Is that what's said in the sheds afterwards? You go, lads, what a fab result.
It was good. Very good.
They've got the big sign. I've seen it in the Lauderdale change rooms. Fab, it stands for 40 and beers.
That's very good for you.
That's good.
Thanks, mate. I have my moments.
You didn't even prepare that.
I'll sit the rest out, guys. You have a good show.
speaking of it, Al, I mean, Lonnie are the team to beat, most people say, in the TSL, and you boys knocked them off, was it 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah, we're in a good stretch of form at the moment, won our last three, and obviously we play golf together every Thursday, and those first few weeks weren't great. I was just like, leave me alone, going towards this. But no, it's been good the last month or so, really starting to put it together. I think in general, the league's pretty open at the moment. So, North Lonnie came down here. Probably everyone thought they were a team that might drop off a little bit. And they played Kingborough and knocked them off during the weekend. Yeah. So, the league's wide open.
It makes it so much more interesting when the TSL's so open, as you said, like that as well. And literally anybody can still take out the championship. It's good for spectators to go and watch the game as well, as opposed to assuming there's just going to be a whitewash so we won't go and watch, which is good for both sides of the field, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had some really good crowds at Lauderdale, and every time we've played, it doesn't matter if it's a northern or a southern team. Like, we've been having really good crowds, and on the weekend, even playing Glenorchy in what was horrendous condition. there's still people showing up to games, and I think that's important for the league.
Yeah.
What about Lauderdale? I mean, apart from yourself, obviously, star of the team, fabulous. who else is playing well this season?
Well, Sam Siggins has had...
Sibber life.
I know you boys love Siggo. He's had a really good start to the year. Josh McGuinness, our captain's been really good, but I think the pleasing thing for us this year is that we're getting pretty good contribution from everyone across the board. I think last year probably relied on the guys at the top end to try and drag us along a little bit, but this year our young guys, we've got Tom Ratcliffe, Ferg Kenny came back into the team this week and was really good. So, Sam Tilley.
Chatting about Josh McGuinness as well. I love you boys, you and him on Twitter.
We're not talking about
him. I'm not going to chat ice hockey. I want to chat. He put some tweets up about, the state really deserving a footy team because he's seen at schools kids now, bouncing basketballs, wearing the basketball jerseys. I mean, Nathan and I do the Jack Jumpers stuff. It feels like the state's really gotten around basketball, but it is a football state. I guess that's why we should have an AFL team.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously I work in schools as well, and I really try and just get kids active, and I think that's what it's about. But at the end of the day, as you said, it is a footy state, and they might have missed the boat a little bit with that. And
are you finding the kids that you're working with are more into basketball because of the Jack Jumpers?
Yeah, for sure. But I think
the basketball away.
The Sydney Kings coach helped us the other day. He had a little How little pot shot at you two, PA too loud.
Oh, I know. How about that? Had a go at us.
Yeah.
Big Chase came out and was like, oh, you guys are too loud. Oh, sorry, mate. Look. Back you go to Sydney and you're 10 watches.
Nath, you talked about Nath being on earlier. With, what was it? Footy and beers.
Footy and beers. Yeah.
So we're at the game and if you did miss it, he kicks his LED sign and breaks his LED. Mm-hmm. So then Nath and I did start having a go at him because we had mics and we're on the big screen. Nath came up with this great idea. He got everyone to get their phone lights on. Mm. He's like, we're a few LEDs short, guys, so get your phones out.
Everyone get your lights out for the Kings. He wasn't happy, wasn't he?
He was not.
Our whole favourite thing, and I've told a few people this now, Al, was after the game. So the Kings, they went around our stadium. They try and got up our crowd because our crowd was so loud. And they're like, yeah, we won kind of thing. And then we got on the mics again. It all kind of starts like that, doesn't it? And mob mentality, we started getting everyone to go, march, march. March, march. And so the whole stadium stayed there and marched the victors off the court.
I mean, a little bit different, you know, in the footy world because, you know, the stadium's quite big. The good thing about basketball is it's so intimate.
Yeah.
You really sit on top of the players. But did you ever take any notice to, like, MCs or anyone sort of chatting to you when you were playing footy or?
No, not really. Because when usually, like, when you guys do the North Melbourne games and stuff like that, usually you're in with your
huddle.
Yeah, the only thing I ever took notice of was like a kiss cam. And like, I remember like a couple of times like Fags would be sitting there and like the screen's behind him and like they're doing a kiss cam and you're just like trying not to laugh while he's talking.
Oh, mate, get us on the mic at Lauderdale, I'll tell you.
We'll bring our own speakers. We'll just set up.
Our round of applause, mate. We appreciate you coming in. We love
playing this again.
We're playing Kingborough down there. Really, really important game for probably shape the season for both of the teams. So if we can win that, we'll jump back into the four, so important for us.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can go and watch some local footy, guys, as Alan said, the competition is wide open. There are some good games of footy. Get out and support some local footy as well. Al, thanks so much for joining us, buddy.
No worries, fellas. Thank you.
See you on the golf course. What time are we on?
Thursday, 12:30, I think.
12:30.
Let's go.
Hey, guys. Well, this is awkward. The podcast is over.
That's it.
You should not be here anymore. I know what you're doing. You're probably seeing on the podcast that it's like, oh, there's still 30 seconds to go.
Round of applause for getting to the end.
Oh, yeah, well done to you. Unless, of course, you skip to the end. You cheats.
But, yeah, stop listening.
Yes, yeah, it is. It is done,
it's
guys.
It's done.
It is done.
That's it.
This is just a little... We've just decided to put this on the end.
This is just us to tell you that it's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else. There's literally nothing else.
You can keep listening, but it is just Nathan and I telling you, our listener...
Mm.
That there's nothing else.
We might even leave a little bit of silence just to really ram home that there's nothing.
Nothing else.
Ready?
Yeah. That's
told
it.
Told you.
Stop.
It's done. Get out of here.
Stop listening!